USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is not about Republicans and Democrats. This is about what does it mean to be an American?
After another closed-doors meeting with Republican members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees yesterday, former FBI Chief James Comey was slamming Republicans, who he says have to stop being numb to President Trump's actions and words.
Republicans used to understand that the actions of a president matter, the words of a president matter, the rule of law matters, and the truth matters. Where are those Republicans today?
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tweets that Republicans should actually be standing up to Comey and what she calls his tremendous corruption. The man who was briefly the president's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, will be sentenced today for lying to the FBI about contacts with Russia's U.S. ambassador during the presidential transition. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A one-time media titan, the former head of CBS, won't be cashing in as he heads out the door after multiple sexual abuse allegations.
He's going to pay the price for his conduct. The board of directors at CBS announced former CEO Les Moonves will not get his $120 million severance package. Moonves forced out in September following allegations of sexual misconduct.
That is USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. Chicago's police department is mourning the death of two officers. They were killed when a commuter train struck them yesterday as they were conducting an investigation into a report of shots fired on the city's far south side. Two rockets scheduled to launch today. Vice President Mike Pence will be at Cape Canaveral for a SpaceX launch, and the rockets to carry an Air Force satellite into orbit, and then later a Blue Origin rocket carrying NASA payloads will launch from West Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
New details emerge about Russian efforts to confuse voters in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Two reports prepared for the Senate were released yesterday outlining just how big of an impact Russian influence had. The reports claim Russia used every major social media platform in an effort to help President Trump win that election. The independent reports were prepared for the Senate Intelligence Panel, and according to them, the efforts aimed to boost support for Trump while distracting and confusing potential supporters of Democrat Hillary Clinton. President Trump, of course, has repeatedly rejected any suggestion that Russia helped him win the election. The woman who climbed the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July in protest has been found guilty and now faces up to 18 months in prison. Therese Patricia Okemu was convicted of trespassing and disorderly conduct yesterday after climbing to the base of the landmark over the summer and then refusing to come down. She held a standoff that lasted for hours and resulted in the closure of that 4th of July, or the closure of that statue over the 4th of July. She claims the protest was in response to the Trump administration's policies concerning immigration. The Staten Island woman denied a jury trial in October, with a judge having decided her fate instead. And for USA Radio News,